A deluge in Haiti's north brings both bad and good news. Emus are bringing hope to India, and Nepali teens are learning all about sacrificial love. We'll tell you all about that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The rainy season's underway in Haiti, but it's an unusual one. 3 days of deluge last week made a bad situation worse in the north. For Haiti with Love's Rosalind DeHart says news in Cap-Haitien often gets overshadowed by the troubles of Port-au-Prince. The unusually heavy rains have raised certain fears.
People can't go anywhere. All the roads are flooded. They just stay on the streets. They can't go in their house. Their house is all flooded also.
After 10 people were washed away in a flash flood, very few people were getting any sleep.
It doesn't rain like that hard for days. Houses are being washed away. One house fell down with 7 people inside of it.
The food situation's critical now. 70% of the crops were washed away. For Haiti with Love is preparing to send another food container as soon as possible. Is there any good news? Actually, DeHart says,
in a situation like this, Haiti is, you know, they all come together and pray and worship all together, no matter what they are.
Meanwhile, it's been 3 weeks since Sandy brought the food crisis in Haiti to a new level. Help and Hope took form recently in 500 boxes of food delivered by Global Aid Network. Since relief aid was distributed at a church, Haitians heard the gospel message while waiting to receive their food. Pray for the millions of Haitians facing malnutrition. You can help send food to Haiti through Gain USA. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Christians in Papua, Indonesia are placing a high priority on reaching the unreached Wesrau people. This tribal group was identified in the 1990s, but only recently contacted by Petrus Gaye, a national worker. MAF pilot Tom Bolser used their float plane to fly in a team recently.
We're going to be dropping off a team. About half a dozen guys are going to stay in there for an entire month to help build some buildings for evangelists to stay. And then we're going to pull them back out in December.
Bolser says the National Bali Mission Center is funding the work. MAF is scheduled to fly in again this month.
I'm really excited about it because it's all been nationals doing this. As far as the foreign missionary involvement, it's only been through the aviation. That's it. All of it, everything else has been the nationals. That's really neat to see that.
MAF supports hundreds of missionary efforts worldwide, and you can support them through a link at our website. Next, emus are bringing hope to orphans in India, according to Dean Reese with India Partners.
They use the emus to support a range of things, but all related to their ministry.
Ministry workers will sell the emus meat, skin, bones, feathers, and oils.
They will use the proceeds and the meat for their children's homes, and then they have several different pastors.
The emu farm has opened many doors that were previously shut.
This sort of work has allowed them to connect with a large group of people that previously were not open to hearing the message of God.
As businessmen, the pastors can now share the love of God to the community.
When they're trying to reach them strictly as a pastor, they had no interest in hearing what he had to say. But the business has given him respect in the community, and the local population respects the work he's doing.
And God exceeded the expectations of ministry workers in Nepal. Operation Mobilization held their first teen street in that country last month. They expected around 25 students, but 70 came. Nepali teams experienced a week of teaching and teen games and gained a better understanding of God's sacrificial love. Pray that students will share what they learned and that OM Nepal will continue to grow. Find more on this story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church and help MNN too? With your gift of any amount, I want to send you one with them wristbands for you and your family or friends. The rubber barbed wire looking wristbands will remind you to pray for persecuted believers. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the one with them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.